addiction. The Apostle Paul would have supported a Cinderella law. In 1 Corinthians 6:12, he said, "Everything's permissible for me, but not everything's beneficial, and I will not be mastered by anything." Paul knew that we'll all be a lot happier if we don't let our hobbies or anything else control us, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at wileysanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. Increasing clouds today. Cool, high 54. Gusty easterly winds at 10 to 18 miles per hour today. Tonight, cloudy. Rain moves in late tonight. I'm talking about the wee hours of the morning. Overnight, low temperature 50. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, rain and maybe a few thunderstorms. Windy. Tomorrow's high around 64. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny. Windy, colder, high 48, down to 30 on Thursday night. Friday's high, maybe mid-40s, perhaps. I think we'll be in the 20s Friday night. Saturday's high, only around 51, and it looks like a sunny day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Auto Save Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at Auto Save Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I have really good news for you.
We're off the Bucky subject.
Maybe. I don't know. We got a phone call. Let me clean this phone call up. Then I'm going to bring in my really, really, really good news. Second hour of news and views underway. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Trisha with you. And John.
Good morning.
Morning, John.
Before you transition, I just want to tell you, Bucky's, if you've never been, my daughter moved to Texas 4 or 5 years ago to Del Rio, Texas. Exactly 1,000 miles from Prattville. So I've had the chance to encounter it. The first time was like it was just like a religious experience. you have to be there to, it's just overwhelming. And they have extremely clean restrooms and the stalls are tiled from floor to ceiling. So you have complete privacy. The employees are outstanding. Customer service. The food is cheap. The drinks are cheap.
We're talking about a convenience store, right?
Yeah.
Man, it's I just don't understand.
I don't understand.
Gift shop.
You know what I'm looking for in a convenience store? Gas that's 2 cents cheaper than the next place. Something decently well lit with a covered roof so I don't get rained on when I'm pumping up. And maybe a vanilla Coke.
You got all that and more at Bucky's, Baron.
Yeah. It's like a shrine to American capitalism.
The big Texas spirit
encompassed in one. I'm not sure how it'll fare outside of Texas, but if you get a chance to go, it's pretty awesome because, like I said,
I don't understand that floor to ceiling getting locked in a bathroom. Do you need that much privacy when you do your business?
Oh, God.
Well, I guess they were thinking ahead.
Yes.
Really?
I will drive across town to go to my house.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I mean, if you're on the road, you just need to.
D.O.D.
Get it out. Yeah.
Well,
what is it that you do?
Oh, goodness.
But you just need. Hey, thanks for your call, Jim. But I just don't understand the whole privacy deal. I know there's people at Jurt and Hare who will not go to the bathroom because they got those troughs. And they'll just hold it.
Well, that's
maybe
what you
they're
do
wearing
at
adult
the trough.
Diapers.
You hold it. No, but, you know, when you get stricken and you're on the road and it does happen, I don't want to be in there and have somebody say, oh, sir, you got a spare for that flat? I just don't want people to say that to me.
People say that?
No.
Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. You ever been to a Bucky's? You ever heard of Bucky's? No, there's a convenience store named Bucky's.
Gas station convenience store.
Okay, like a Love's?
Yes.
Except. I love Love's.
50,000 square feet.
Which is the size of Sam's, we figured out.
128 pumps.
Wow.
And a picture of a brass beaver.
No, it's a sculpture.
A sculpture of a brass beaver.
And you can have your picture taken with it.
That's really cool.
And Mary.
Are we getting one?
They have a whole section of just jerky.
Man.
No, we're not getting one. There's one on the Baldwin Beach Express at 10.
Oh.
Down in Baldwin County.
So we're having our News and Views party there this year.
We're really going to have to. I don't see how we have it anywhere else.
I'm impressed.
You look impressed.
I'm just glad we're off that other subject.
For the anniversary, we need to do that in July.
We're going to have to do
it. Take it on the road.
Hey, now someone texted said, don't be making fun of Bucky's. Tell me about what's going on in the world of mortgages, because I understand rates right now have gone down. We were talking about a rising rate environment for a while.
Hey, again, it just shows you that you just can't predict, you know, or forecast mortgages rates. The Federal Reserve increased rates, right? And then they increased rates again, and rates followed suit. And then we have something, I guess, unexpected, the shutdown. And we have the
and rates are going down.
Right.
So people who just bought 6 months or a year, 18 months ago, they're finding they can refinance and save some money.
And save money. Lower their rate. You know, quite frankly, Baron, that's a good question. Just this morning, I was talking to a customer that we had spoke back in October about refinancing. And at that time, it just didn't make sense, okay?
Right.
Well, today, I spoke to him, and he asked about, you know, the rates. Well, guess what? With the difference in rates from October to now, it was a half a point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That means $138 a month for him.
Wow.
Savings.
And
keeping his term the same as what he's got.
Yeah. So it's a half point lower than it was just
in October.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. So if you're still on that fence, get off. And
and just to let you guys know how convinced I am of this moment. During the break, I told Kim, I said, "Is it time for me to refinance?" I've only been in the house 18 months.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. But all I can do is the same thing I encourage everybody else to do: call. Have a 5 or 10 minute phone conversation, and then you'll tell me.
Absolutely.
You'll give me guidance. And so I'm going to do the same thing I'm asking everybody else to do. I'm going to do it today. Call this afternoon and try to figure it out.
That's right. I mean, it literally takes 10 minutes if you choose to give us a call.
What's the number?
Oh, that'll be 567-4223. Pick up the phone right now. I have got licensed professional standing by ready to take your call. But again, Yeah, refinancing, purchasing. I mean, just over the past 7 to 10 days, I mean, business has doubled.
Yeah. 567-4223. I'm going to do it today, so I encourage everybody else. I'm not telling you to do something I'm not going to do. I've only been in my house since last September or August, something like that. So about 18 months. And I'm encouraging people to just do the exact same thing I'm going to do. Call and see if you can save some money. You might not. But you know what you got in your pocket already? No. Have no in your pocket. It's a harmless free phone call that could save you money. Probably will. You still think 75-80% of all mortgages in Montgomery should be refinanced if they just call and you can save some money?
Oh, I would say 75-80%. Yeah, we can save them money.
Yeah, save them money.
Now, it's not always going to be just on rate.
Yeah.
Right? It might be on
getting rid of the PMI.
Absolutely. And another thing is that makes it a lot simpler is we're getting a lot of appraisal waivers.
Yeah.
On a refi.
That you don't have to pay for the appraisal.
Yeah, they don't have to pay for it. There's no appraisal required.
Right. That's incredible. 567-4223. You got people there now. They don't have to wait on you to get back.
They
but you'll be back in, what, 30, 45 minutes?
Or less, right.
I'll
be there,
you're gonna
hurry
to leave us?
Absolutely not.
Like
yeah, I am. I'm ready to get back to the phones. And
She's in a hurry to do business.
I'm always looking forward, you know, looking forward. I was so glad to come here.
Yeah,
and
I really like those glasses.
Oh, geez.
I really
do. You say this every time I come in with different ones.
You wear stylish glasses. You
Roll
do.
Tide.
Well, are you a big Alabama fan?
I'm an Alabama fan.
Okay, not a big one, just an average Alabama fan.
Yeah. You know, I don't get all bent out of shape.
You don't get
my knickers in a knot.
You get your knickers in a knot?
I don't get my knickers.
You don't?
I don't.
I've never heard that expression.
I hadn't either.
For getting your panties twisted.
Panties twisted. Whoa.
You don't want that.
That'd be bad. And your knickers in a knot all at the same time.
All at the same time.
I would look really good in knickers, I'm thinking.
Is that what the knickerbockers are? What's a knickerbocker?
I have no idea.
I know it's a hotel in New York, but what is it named for? Because isn't that what the Knicks are named for? The New York Knickerbockers?
You wear knickers and you eat Scrapple. We're not talking about Scrapple.
We were talking about Scrapple. You listen carefully.
I do.
That was like 1 minute.
Wow.
That wasn't even a long conversation.
I know, Trisha blew me
That
off.
Didn't go 1/20th as long as Bucky's.
Hey, one more thing, Barry.
Yeah.
If you're currently paying
Scrapple.
No, go ahead, Scrapple.
Go ahead, Scrapple.
We're done.
Okay.
We're done with Scrapple.
Whether you've had Scrapple or not, if you're paying on a mortgage that is interest only as well, maybe one of those HELOCs, home equity lines of credit, where you notice you make your payment every single month, but the balance never, never, never goes down. It's time to reverse that and actually get that balance paid off. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and simply click on the Blink link.
You know why I would be scared to refinance?
Why?
My servicer that I use has the greatest little app ever, and all I have to do is hit a button every month to pay my mortgage. It gives you like up to the minute updates on how much you owe, and I mean it's just so convenient.
It's the same mortgage company I chose.
Yeah, it's the one you gave me. Yeah, but it's just so.
That's my personal.
Oh,
mortgage
that's the
company.
One you use.
Out of all that, yeah, because we've dealt with that particular investor for a very long time, and when it came time to pay off my construction and get the permanent loan,
yeah,
I chose them. They're heads and shoulders.
Well, let me tell you, it's so convenient. This
technology.
App. Yeah, and if I refinance, I want to see if there's any way I can get that same company.
You will.
Good.
You will.
Well, then good. I'm going to call you this afternoon.
All right. That sounds good.
Because paying a mortgage can be a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
It really can. Log in, do all this.
Absolutely.
This is just get my thumbprint on there, boom, hit a button, it pays.
We're all about
and
technology.
If I don't hit the button by the 9th of the month, it pays automatically.
As simple as we can make it.
The greatest.
For our customers.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, you're proving every day there is a difference in mortgage lenders.
There's absolutely a difference in mortgage lenders, and there's a difference in pricing in mortgage lenders.
No doubt about it. Call her 567-4223. Get on the website, alahomemortgage.com. You can fill your whole app out online. Her NMLS number, 1586368. She
is an equal housing lender.
Kim, I'm so happy you come
duet.
By see
us. I like that duet.
I do like that. It kind of harmonized.
At the right... We
got chemistry.
We do.
We spark.
We do. We spark.
We'll be back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers. Well, at Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years, selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you.
Hey, guys. Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
F. Jackson Campbell III.
How you doing?
Franklin Jackson Campbell. I've been telling all these people it was Fitzgerald for all these times. They've been looking him up saying there is no Fitzgerald Jackson Campbell III in Montgomery. That's right. It's Franklin Jackson Campbell III, named after one Benjamin Franklin. He went by Frank up here at the studio for a while.
Well, only with one employee who could never remember my name.
Might have thought his name
for
was Frank.
For like 3 months. Hey, Frank. I was like, hey, Kristen, how you doing?
Oh, man.
Hey, Frank. I just never told her my name wasn't Frank. And then she figured it out. She's, oh, my God, I'm horrified.
That's
I've been
so
calling
embarrassing
you Frank.
When you do that.
You should be horrified. You should correct people when they call you Frank.
I don't care what people
Someone
call me.
Someone spells my name with two R's, I send their gift back. I don't want to.
I doubt that. Very
that's not true at all, but sometimes I say
as
it.
As mercenary as you are.
Well, Jack, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Here's how in-demand Kim Williams is. Everybody's exchanging information with her.
In the
during the break
right now.
Trish is in here refinancing during the break.
don't say that.
Oh, sorry.
I hear they're going to open the Buc-ee's up near Alabama Home Mortgage. Up
no
there
Buc-ee's.
On Rifle Range.
No Buc-ee's. No Buc-ee. No Buc-ee's.
The mortgage superstore.
They got 128 pumps of good rates. They pump good 50, rates.
50,000
right
square feet of people on computers.
50,000 square feet of savings, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there you go.
Our number 272-9228. Invoking Martin Luther King Day. Things like this bother me. Invoking Martin Luther King Day. Notre Dame, the university up in South Bend, Indiana. Notre Dame, it's called Notre Dame. Is it Fond du Lac or something? Is that their real name?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Notre Dame of the Lake.
I thought
Our
it was
Lady
Our
of
Lady
Lake.
Of the Worthless Miracle.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
No. I think it's Notre Dame Fond du Lac or something, Our Lady of the Lake. But they're covering up a demeaning Christopher Columbus mural on the campus. The president of the University of Notre Dame campus announced Sunday that it would cover up murals of Christopher Columbus.
Why?
Citing Columbus's treatment of Native Americans. The president of the University of Notre Dame sent an email to all students Sunday night informing them of the school's decision to cover up an on-campus mural of Christopher Columbus. President John Jenkins wrote, quote, "As we prepare to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day at Notre Dame, I write to let you know of a recent decision. The murals by Luigi Gregori that adorn the ceremonial entrance to Notre Dame's main building depict the life and exploration of Christopher Columbus. Many have come to see the murals as, at best, blind the consequences of Columbus's voyage for the indigenous people who inhabited this new world, and at worst, demeaning towards them." Jenkins continued by saying that the mural, which dates back to 1882 to 1884, was originally intended as a response to the school's mostly Catholic immigrant population. Columbus, it's believed, was also Catholic. He goes on to say, in recent years, however, many have come to see the murals. Oh, that's already said that part.
That's absurd.
This is it's the most ridiculous. Absurd thing I've ever heard. And why didn't they do it on Columbus Day 3 months ago? If they were going to, if this was a decision they were thinking of making, why not in October? Why do it on MLK? Doesn't have crap to do with indigenous people.
No.
I mean, it wasn't his dream, you know? He added that the arrival of Columbus to the New World was a catastrophe for Native Americans. You know, John Jenkins can do something about it and move the hell back to wherever he came from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wherever his ancestors came from, he can move back. Mm-hmm. There's nothing keeping him in South Bend except a cush $500,000 a job as a president of Notre Dame.
Well, our astute listener 84 said it's because that Catholic kid and the Indian this past weekend. Who knows?
Oh, is that why?
Oh, come on.
Probably. Well, it probably is.
I want to hear that story through your eyes, Baron, because that is the craziest thing.
You should have been listening
I've seen.
Yesterday.
You're right, I should have. All right, so, we had girl day.
Well, we're off that, and we're off Bucky's. For the time being.
I bet you're right. I bet it is about the kid in the MAGA hat from the Catholic school.
Sure it is.
I would have never put that together, 84.
84 is astute.
He's a savant of news. He's a news savant.
Savant blanc.
He added, whatever else Columbus's arrival brought, for these peoples it led to exploitation, expropriation of land, repression of vibrant culture.
And so what?
Enslavement and new diseases causing epidemics that killed millions. This is ridiculous.
That is. Who is the president of Notre Dame?
John Jenkins.
Yeah,
who
write him
is
a letter.
He? Wasn't he a coach at the Houston, University of Houston?
John Jenkins?
I don't know.
Wasn't it a song you sang at camp, John Jenkins, Jingleheimer Schmidt?
That's John Jacob.
John Jacob Jingleheimer
him
Schmidt.
Him too. I believe John Jenkins was
I'm very disappointed if that has to do with it, because it reminds me of the response directly to the kids. Now, that was Catholic. Here's the headline from Breitbart. Catholic leaders refuse to retract slander of schoolboys at March for Life. Without bothering to ascertain what actually happened, a lot of Catholic leaders went on and blasted these kids. Here is what the Diocese of Covington said in a joint statement with Covington Catholic High School. This behavior is opposed to the church's teachings on the dignity and respect of the human person. The matter is being investigated, and we will take appropriate action up to and including expulsion.
Oh, my God.
This is ridiculous. The Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore issued a separate condemnation of the students, saying that they had shown disrespect toward a Native American elder. What about these rat bastards that show disrespect towards President Trump every day?
Yeah.
He's an elder.
Yeah.
The fact that this guy's Native American earns him more respect than the President of the United States?
Yeah.
What's the difference? The elder's elder, right?
That's just...
You know how many... damn terrible Catholics are disrespectful towards the President of the United States on a daily basis? Why isn't the Catholic Diocese, Archdiocese of Baltimore, weighing in on that?
I'm going to keep telling priest jokes because I'm mad. That is just, that's beyond ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a mental disease. I mean,
liberalism is a mental
sense.
Disease. For his part, Archbishop Joseph Kurtz of St. Louis said he joined, quote, in condemning the actions of the Catholic students towards Mr. Nathan Phillips and the Native American community yesterday in Washington. This is unbelievable. This whole thing is unbelievable. I'm so disappointed in the Catholic Church sometimes. So disappointed.
It starts with that jackass pope.
We got the worst pope we've had in my lifetime. Granted, we've only had three, but the worst of the three by far. Probably the worst pope the Catholic Church has had in 600 years or more.
Well, Pope Paul wasn't all that hot either.
Well, this guy sucks. He's a terrible pope, and he's setting a bad trend, and we've got bad archbishops. They don't want to condemn anything remotely scandalous. But they'll jump all over some high school kids who are just standing there waiting on a bus to show up, minding their own business in our nation's capital, when they're accosted by a Native American guy banging a drum in their face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to become a Methodist. Carolyn's answer to this problem is become a Methodist.
Oh, does she write F-U-M-C?
Oh.
First no, we can Methodist. Work from within the church to reform it. That's just obscene, though. I mean, I get so disappointed in the Catholic Church's leadership.
Well, I don't want them talking about politics.
Well, they only talk about it when they have a chance to criticize conservatism.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. David, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So, yeah, you make a really good point, Aaron. So that they act immediately on these school kids, if they would show near that interest in the corruption within, they would probably be looked at a little different, don't you think?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of corruption in the Catholic Church. I mean, just look at what happened with the Archbishop of Washington up there. What was his name? Carrick or something? Whatever his name was. If they'd have looked what happened to him, he had so many viable, legitimate claims against him for child abuse. The papal nuncio to the United States writes the Vatican and says, please stop giving this guy any credibility. Don't let him have anything to do with it. Pope Benedict reviews that information. It's available somewhere in the Vatican. They have it. This globalist rat bastard pope we have gets in there and starts traveling the world with this guy. Starts traveling the world with him. And he's taking advice on who to appoint as bishops from this guy in the United States? You don't think a guy with credible accusations of child molestation sufficient that the papal nuncio says the guy's bad news? Don't let this guy anywhere near church leadership. Get him out of here. You don't think?
Well, they don't.
You don't think
they
that
don't
guy?
Think that's bad news.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't think that guy's going to pick bad bishops or recommend bad bishops that are like him? This is the problem. This is the problem right now with everything going on in Rome. They, the body that elects the pope is tainted by bad selections. The pope appoints people to the body that appoints the pope, and it's tainted by bad selections. And I don't know what's going to happen when this guy goes. I hope they get a true reformer in there, but I don't see it. I don't see it. This is as bad as a pope as the Catholic Church has had in centuries. And let me tell you something. All you anti-Catholics out there that are loving this, if the Catholic Church falls, Western civilization will spiral out of control, and you guys will all be in chains. And so don't root for that.
No.
I know you guys are rooting for
it. No,
me,
no one
should. Don't root
no
for
one
that.
Should. They should just be in favor of them getting it cleaned up.
Yeah, no, it absolutely needs to be cleaned up. But there are a lot of people on the sidelines rubbing their grimy little paws saying, I knew those Catholics were evil. I knew they were all. Let me tell you, when they fall, they provide a third of all medical care here in the United States. Where are you going to go to the hospital?
And I mean, those same folks are rubbing their greedy little hands about other things also.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know, but you're making some great points, and they just should act. They acted on hearsay immediately, and they act on real information with lead attached to their feet.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Appreciate it. That's a great call.
Thank you.
Great call, David. Our number 272-922. All right, you're right. Someone texted me and said the rat bastard comment about the Pope was probably a little too far. How about globalist garbage Pope? I'm sick of him. I'm just sick of him. He never misses an opportunity to crap all over the good Catholics and never misses an opportunity to just make excuses for the bad ones. Our friends over at Heirloom Jewelers, they don't worry about politics and all that stuff. They just worry about great jewelry. They got a vintage line of Rolexes that they're building up. You know where Troop Booth is going to be Thursday through Monday? He's going to be at a vintage jewelry and vintage watch sale in Miami, where all the great jewelry all over the country is going to be transported into Miami. They're going to have fantastic deals. If you're looking for something specific, today is the day to call Troop Booth. I'm going to give you the number over there. I don't know that I've ever given the number out over the year, but I'm going to give you the number to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. And when you call, you can talk to him about what you're looking for, and he can look for it while he's at the show. This is the time to call him, today or tomorrow. He will be gone on Thursday. They'll be closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. They'll be closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they're always closed on Sunday and Monday. So he's going to be at a vintage watch and vintage jewelry sale in Miami, the biggest one in the country. Here's the number if you're looking for something specific. 260-0066. 260-0066. Or you can just stop by in person. Stop by in person. 6948 Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Troop Booth will get you squared away. He's got vintage watches, vintage antique heirloom jewelry for sale, and he'll buy it from you. He'll buy it from you, and he gives you top dollar. No one else in town offers what he offers. Nobody. Nobody. You can try it. Don't sell it to him first. Go try to sell it three or four other places, and then bring it back when he offers you the most money. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. We'll be right back.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
From the Fox Business Network, news out of China helping weigh down stocks on Wall Street. China posting its slowest annual growth in nearly three decades. China not the only dark spot for investors. In Davos, Switzerland, and the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum, an influential financier, Seth Klarman, warning investors in a letter to pay attention to growing risks and social tensions. And you'd think there were no worries about the economy the way these were selling. A $110,000 Lincoln Continental, the handcrafted 80th anniversary 2019 Continental Coach Door Edition, featuring rare center-opening so-called suicide doors. There were only 80 of them, and they sold out within 48 hours of its debut. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. Increasing clouds today. Cool, high 54. Gusty easterly winds at 10 to 18 miles per hour today. Tonight, cloudy. Rain moves in late tonight. I'm talking about the wee hours of the morning. Overnight, low temperature 50. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, rain and maybe a few thunderstorms. Windy. Tomorrow's high around 64. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny. Windy, colder, high 48. Down to 30 on Thursday night. Friday's high, maybe mid-40s, perhaps. I think we'll be in the 20s Friday night. Saturday's high only around 51, and it looks like a sunny day.
From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas. Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you.
Arthur Davis running for mayor.
I got an email about that this morning.
A little bit of a yawn. I don't dislike him. But I don't...
you don't embrace his candidacy.
It depends on what he's running for this year. What kind of... I mean, his political philosophy changes about every 6 weeks. I'm curious where it is right now.
That's mean.
Well, Jack?
Mean-spirited.
Not mean-spirited. He was a Democrat. He was a damn loyal Democrat. And then he became a Republican. Then I think he went back to being a Democrat at some point. Then he ran for mayor as a nonpartisan. And he ran for the first half of the mayor's campaign as a conservative reformer. And then the second half, he ran as a militant black leftist.
And he spoke at the Republican National Convention.
Yes. I mean, I'm so confused by the guy. So confused by him. I don't know what to make of it. So I'm not being mean-spirited by any stretch of the imagination, but someone texted me and said, does he even live here? I don't know.
Yeah, he does. He lives here.
He's been here a while.
Yeah.
Did he get fired by legal services or something?
I don't think he got fired, did he?
Why is he not there anymore?
Maybe he's gearing up to run for governor. I mean, for mayor.
I tell you what, I hope we come up with better candidates than Elton Dean and Arthur Davis. When are you announcing? February, you said? February's around the corner, Jack. It's almost here.
I'll do it the Friday.
February 1 is a Friday.
No, I'm not doing it then. Uh-oh. Stop.
Don't force Jack's hand. Don't pressure him.
How about this Friday?
No, Jack. This Friday's the 25th.
So?
It's too early.
Are you
sold? Let these clowns get in and you know, and then you come in and suck up all the atmosphere.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
You don't have any atmosphere to soak up?
No. I don't, I mean, people do say to me all the time, you need to run for governor, but not enough of them for me to win.
You mean mayor.
So I can pretty much tell you right now that I am not going to run.
Jack, why?
Yeah, I just, you know.
You don't think you can win? Let me run a poll, at least. Can I do that?
Yeah, I wish you would.
I'll run a poll.
I want you to run a poll.
I'll run a poll. I'll put, I'll make a list right now. Who are we putting in there? Arthur Elton.
David Woods.
Woods.
J.C. Love.
J.C. Love. Stephen Reed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, who else?
I don't know if any...
Jack Campbell.
Yeah.
Who else?
Have you heard of anybody? The city councilman. The crazy one.
well,
you know, the fun one.
Glenn Pruitt?
Yeah.
He's not going to run.
I don't think he will.
I think a year ago he would have, but there's been a lot going on in the Pruitt household.
Has there?
Yeah. I mean, nothing.
Oh, I know.
His daughter's health thing.
Yeah.
I don't think he would want to enter.
Right.
Who else? There's got to be other people. Is Red Top, are you running for mayor?
Hell no.
Come on, Red Top.
Oh, man. Well, golly, I would, you know what I'd do, the first thing I do, don't you, Barrett?
Yeah? What's that?
Move out of the city.
I would strip 31 of those 32 blue lights off the police car and get it back to where things normally used.
Just that one little spinning light that they put up over the driver's door?
You
know what pisses me off, though? I'm going to just say this. Not about you, Red Top. You remember when the city council voted to authorize cameras at intersections?
That was a nightmare.
It was only going to be 8 or 9 of them, and now they are everywhere, and it ticks me off. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, and see, that's part of the digital city plan is surveillance, guys. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
Are they still giving tickets on this?
They give you tickets, but I don't know anyone who pays them, and I don't know anybody who faces consequences as a result of not paying.
I've paid one.
That's not legal advice to not pay it, by the way. But I know so many people have just ignored them and nothing's happened. So.
Well, it goes to a private company.
I am surprised at how nobody wants to run for mayor. Nobody's talking about it. And overall, politics and politicians in Alabama are the lowest profile I've ever seen in my life. We don't hear nothing from anybody about anything, what they're going to do, or I guess they're going to do nothing, because they certainly aren't telling us anything. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know what to think about, especially mayor's races. Not one person has come up and say, I want to help Montgomery improve, et cetera, et cetera. Not one person. And I don't know what to think about that, guys.
Running for mayor right now would be a particularly tall order, because what do you say you're going to do? I mean, you can say, I'm going to put more police on the street. Okay, which taxes are you going to raise and by how much?
Yeah, we don't need to give them no more taxes because they don't know how to spend the money they got. Mm-hmm. I don't want gasoline tax either because they're not paving any damn street.
Yeah,
really pisses me off.
Well,
Montgomery's the most junky-looking capital in the whole damn United States.
Well,
and I've been to a lot of them, guys, and I've never seen streets that fully maintained in any capital city.
Well, I think the next mayor is going to have to work on somehow figuring a way to keep people in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
a tall order.
If the next mayor ran and they had, instead of a Make America Great Again hat, it just said back to the basics. We're going back to the basics. Police, fire, sanitation, roads, and we're just gonna try to patrol this city as a decent, clean city. We're going back to the basics.
What about education, Baron?
Well, that ain't the city's role. I'm sorry, it's not the city's
role. I know it's not, and Todd told us on this show, that was one of his regrets, is that he didn't...
If you make it a nice, clean, safe city, people will move here and the education system will improve.
You have to take care of the fundamentals. That's what has not been done. The fundamentals are lacking in this town.
And Jack Campbell will put the fun in fundamentals.
Wow!
How about that?
Hey, that's a good one. Hey, Jack, run... Put the fun in fundamentals.
You need to get Barron to run your campaign for you.
Back to the basics. We're putting the fun in fundamentals.
That sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Red Top.
But I'm serious. If someone ran and just said, we're going back to the basics. We're going back to the basics. Blocking and tackling. You know, we got to build this thing from the inside out. Stop with the bells and whistles. Let's focus on the basics of city government. Let's get down in the dirt. Let's get on our hands and knees. Let's learn how to block and tackle.
Well, I don't know about this warm and fuzzy police chief. The jury's still out with me on him.
Well, when we win, we can replace him.
I don't want a warm and fuzzy.
No.
I mean, I want someone who understands all the different cultures in Montgomery, but warm and fuzzy, hell no.
I want people to know that if Jack Campbell wins, drug dealers need to set up shop outside of the city limits.
Or outside of my house.
But the rape and the murder and the thugs, the stuff that's been looked the other way is no longer going to be looked the other way. We'll declare war on your neighborhood if we have to. And we'll just... shut it down. I mean, it's just going to absolutely be shut down. We'll get the bulldozer out. We'll knock down buildings first and ask for forgiveness later. And if the city has to pay fines because we knocked down buildings, that's fine. That's what they did with that damn historic gas station on Coosa Street. They knocked it down and paid a $500 fine. because they knew a court wouldn't give them permission to knock it down.
Yeah, I know. Well, let me tell you, you ride through Highland Park.
I'm going to knock down every house that doesn't have somebody actively standing in the doorway. It's going to be like Passover. You better paint your door red or I'm knocking it down. Knocking your whole damn house down.
Well, you know, they ought to bulldoze the whole neighborhood between Mount Meigs Road on the north, Interstate 85 on the south, Ann Street on the east, and Mulberry on the west. Just mow it down. There ain't nothing. There are so many abandoned houses over there. And believe me, Jack Quest knows, because I ride around a lot. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Boarded up structures. And you don't think folks, bums, aren't living in there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an eyesore, number one. And number two, I mean, it's dangerous.
It is dangerous. It was becoming a cute neighborhood before the recession, too. People were starting to buy up these houses.
Thank God Capitol Heights has it going on.
Yeah.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency has it going on. 356-1502. 356-1502. Guys, if you are in business, if you have employees and have not yet called them, you're wasting your time and you're wasting your money. Give them a call. 356-1502. 356-1502, or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. cornerstonemga.com. And I'm telling you, they get you on the path to saving some money. They're going to look at your employee benefits packages. They're going to review them for savings. And when they find them, they're going to tell you where they can save you some money. And if they don't find any savings, you don't owe them anything. All you waste is, you know, phone call. That's it. So give them a call. 356-1502. 356-1502. Cornerstone MGA. Every single business in town should be on the phone with these guys. Every single one of them. You got nothing to lose by calling. 11 minutes till the top of the hour. Trisha, Jack, Barron, your calls at 272-9228 right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our companies since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight Driver Assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, I know.
All right, guys, welcome back in 8 minutes till the top of the hour. Yes, Jackson.
Do you like the Staples Sisters?
I do like the Staples
Sisters. Mavis Staples.
I do like Mavis Staples and the Staples Singers. You don't like it?
No.
You look like you're complaining.
I love that song. I grew up on that music.
What were you guys looking at on the phone over there? Oh, is that your little toy where you shoot dog treats away from home?
That is so cool.
Carolyn has the greatest app ever on her phone. You hit a button, and it shows you a live image of your dogs, and it makes a noise. So your dogs come running to the camera, and then you can shoot
a treat
treats at them by hitting buttons on your phone. It'll pew, 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 and treats will shoot out at them.
Uh-huh, and then they knock the little machine over and get all the treats out.
Did they do that? They did it before. They did it once. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in.
If Bill had that at my house,
it would be gnarled.
He would tear it apart. He came running to the bedroom the other night, and I didn't know, and I looked on the floor. I got up to go to the bathroom, and there was a little black thing on the floor. He had jumped up on the, I don't know why he wanted it, an empty Coke Zero bottle, one of those little plastic ones, and brought it and chewed it to pieces.
They like the way it sounds when it crunches.
Jack, we have a guest coming on in a minute. He said he'll be here in a little bit. Put him on the air whenever. He'll start by announcing he's going to primary Jack Campbell, and he bought an heirloom jewelry Rolex for the race.
Oh, wow.
So.
Really? Somebody's coming in the studio.
In the studio.
Do you know who this person
is? I do, and so do you.
Huh.
Well, got a primary Jack Campbell, and he's bought an heirloom jewelry.
So he's going to beat me in the primary, is what he's saying.
With his Rolex, from heirloom jewelers.
Well, he's going to need to auction it to win, to beat me.
Whoa, because you're going to pour in the resources.
I'm going to tear it up.
Sit tight, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone. We'll be with you in just a second. I do want to tell everybody about my friends over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. 328-2484, 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service is absolutely dynamite. 15-plus years in the business. Has a great, great, great reputation. I started by asking around, because I'd never heard of Chippewa Charm Tree Service, but I'd heard of some of these other folks. And I called around, and I said, hey, wait a minute. Are these guys credible? Are they reputable? And they said, guys, you know, I'm not gonna promote my opponent too much, but these guys know what they're doing. They're really, really solid, outstanding class acts. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 15-plus years in the business. They made a great name for themselves. 328-2484. Get them on the phone. You can check them out on Facebook. Just search Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Whether you're taking the tree all the way down to the stump or below, whether you just want to thin it out a little bit, shape it, they can do decorative trees and more. They really, really have great minds, great, great minds that come out there and give you a free, no cost, no obligation consultation, and then they'll come out there and whack that stuff down if they need to. I'm telling you, it's safe. You know, going into storm season in the spring with big logs hanging over your car and your house and your bedroom, yeah, you know, you can risk life and limb if you want. I'm going to put Chippewa Charm Tree Service on the agenda. 328-2484. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Trisha's in here.
I got a little text from my friend Gary G saying he might throw his hat in the mayor's race. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Come on.
You know what we need to do is get like 39 people to run, and then that way you can get in the runoff like 6%. Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Y'all were talking a little earlier about what we would like to see changed if a mayor was going to come in and what we would want them to do.
Yeah.
I would say education and crime. You flip a coin on those into either one, because you're not going to attract people into Montgomery until you clean it up and make people feel like they're safe.
Yeah, but neither one of those have to do with education. The reason I want to get people off the education thing, and we talked about this during a break, I didn't want to say it on air, but I'm going to. The only way, if I was the mayor of the city of Montgomery or the shadow mayor under Jack Campbell, the only way one penny of city money would go to the education system is if they gave the mayor's office complete veto over every single employee at the central office. Every single employee, every single principal in town must go by the mayor's desk, and if he doesn't sign off on it, that person doesn't get hired. If they did that, I would unload the coffers. You know why they won't do that? Because they don't give a damn about your kids' education. And if they don't, I don't. Here's the deal. Go to Nashville, Tennessee. Go to Nashville, Tennessee. It is booming. 80-something people a day moving to Nashville, Tennessee. You know how many of them are putting their kids in the Nashville public school system? Zero. Not a damn one of them. They're putting them in the Williamson County system. They're putting them in the Rutherford County system. They're putting them in all the Sumner County system. They're putting them all over Nashville, but they're around Nashville, but they're not putting them in the Nashville system. We have a Pike Road school system. We have Autauga County schools. We have Wetumpka schools, and we have private schools. It's the same way every other big-sized city works. They don't go in there and try to reform the Nashville public school system. They put the money into the basics, the blocking and tackling. The blocking and tackling. They put it into crime, trying to keep crime under control. They put it into roads and bridges and trying to make traffic so you can get around. And if it's clean and it looks good and you can drive around and you're not getting shot at or robbed, you'll feel good about it. You'll move there. You'll put your kids in one of the suburban school systems and the community grows. But if you sit here and try to take this godforsaken hellhole known as the Montgomery Public School System and you try to reform it, your administration is going to go down in flames. The city's going to go down in flames because you're pouring money down a black hole of waste. It's devastating, it's deadly, and it's gross. Get rid of it. Stop talking about it. Stop talking about it. Unless they give you veto power over every single damn person hired in that system. In which case, let's do business. Let's talk.
Well, if they would change it from a county school system to a city school system...
What does that do? What is that argument?
Well, it gives you essentially the veto power,
okay.
But it doesn't, though. Here's the thing. Because then it obligates city resources to it, and you end up with a corrupt city school system board.
Yeah.
And then you have no bargaining power. You've given up your only bargaining chip, which is the money. So if you want city money, you follow city rules. You follow our game plan. Otherwise, you don't get a damn penny. And we're going to go out there and we're going to market Montgomery as having great county school systems around us. That's what they need to do. That when Nashville's mayor goes on the road to promote Nashville, he's not talking about Pearl Cone High School. He's talking about Brentwood High School and Ravenwood and Franklin and Spring Hill. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about Brentwood High School. Pearl Cone High School. I mean, that's not what he's doing. He goes on the road and he says, move to Nashville and commute in from the communities around us. And the young people live in town because they don't have kids. And then when they have kids, guess what they do? They move the hell out to a community outside of Nashville.
Now, I still think if you changed it over to a city school system to where there
Bill, you change it over to the city school system and you end up with the same exact people on the board, then what do you do? Then what do you shot your only bullet? What do you do then?
Well, you work it from the back up.
No, you've lost. They go out and get their school board that they have now, or an equally incompetent school board, and then what? And then
well,
what do you
instead
do?
Instead of having an elected school board, could you have a nominated one?
Well, you could.
And have the mayor nominated?
Yeah.